Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Feather Tap Ender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence. And joined, as always, by the main man, Grado. The reason we live and breathe. And here's John, the reason why we don't want to live and breathe.
Hey!
Yeah. I'm only joking, John. You know I'm only joking. I'm in shock, actually, because just before we started, as Grado's putting down his big pint now, he's having a sip of a big pint. Grado, can I ask you, is that one you poured yourself for your pump thing in your...
It's been off, Ed, Rab. No, the beer, but the machine's been off for nearly a year, and I just got it fixed last week. So this is me just getting, this is me and a wee Moretti out the blade beer keg. Now you're talking. That's the boys.
Very nice. So have you still got lots left in your keg?
I think there's maybe about, there's probably 7 or 8 pints left in it. I kind of tanned 7 or 8 at the weekend. So you get about 15, 16 in it. But me and Steph are in here on Saturday night getting mad with it. So
just drinking, just tanning pints.
Aye, just tanning pints of periods. It was a good laugh.
So my roof collapsed just before we went on to air. And that right, boys, I had to dash off because a part of the ceiling in my house has collapsed. And despite that, John and Grado are still expecting me to host a wrestling podcast. I'm like Cody Rhodes coming out with that torn pec. Me coming out here, having my ceiling just collapsed 5 minutes ago.
Well, do you know, we were debating, me and John, because I was like, this is a work in it. He's went, I can't be fucked talking today to the night. Jen, gonna just do us a favour and wait to exactly 3.5 minutes until I go into that room, and then on 3.5 minutes come in and say the roof's caved in, and then I'll have no option to do the podcast. That's what we were thinking, yeah. You know, some of you are planning something like that, but I can tell by you seem a bit unnerved.
So not only do I need to send the insurance company photos, I need to send you 2 photos as well as proof. Right, the live show is coming at last. It's happening. It's crucially important that you come down and get your tickets because I don't think there's many tickets left, is there, John?
No, they're flying out the door.
Right, how many's left?
Do you want the real answer? A handful of tickets left.
Right, so about 20 tickets left.
About that. That's about a handful. That.
Right, so I know a wee bit about selling tickets. Let me tell you what happens. You announce the thing and they sell out immediately, right? That's me. Right. But the way it can work is you announce the thing and then there's a burst of people buying tickets and it goes quiet. And then in the last week before the event, you think nobody's interested in this and then boom, they all fly. Am I right, Grado?
That's exactly what happens, man. It's like I've got a massive pre-sale for my bash at the Pavilion, but it's heavy stall in the last couple of weeks. But I know in the running, it kind of starts to pick up. It always does.
Absolutely. Once you announce who's booked for it, not it'll fly, Grado. So I want to say to you, do not delay, because in this final week or two before the big show, the big live show at Box in Glasgow, these tickets are going to fly out. It's the ultimate wrestling Sunday. You're going to come, you're going to see Wrestling Daft, maybe you're going to jump over the road and watch ICW after it. I know Grado's no, you're not coming to watch it, are you? But me and John might.
Probably, depends, because I've got the radio the next morning, so I don't know. Depends if I have a wee swally to the Wrestling Daft live. Also depends what happens in this all fun game, which we can't avoid the elephant in the room, Jesus. But then a live show and then stopping it halfway through. An interval to watch a full game of football.
This is like a total, this is John's idea, he's a total Falkirk. I don't even know why, it just sums up everything about a Falkirk supporter, that he's making sure he can see Celtic Rangers play. You know what I mean? This making sure they can see one of his real teams playing.
This was on Grado's request that I've been doing this. I don't care about the Old Firm, but what a fantastic...
Who would you want to win, though, John? Who would you want to win?
I don't care.
I don't believe you've got any...
I want football to be the winner, Robert.
No, preferably, who would you want?
I've no idea. Anyway...
Can I tell you something? I spoke to somebody that I'm not going to name that's a part of Rangers. That's all I'm going to say, right? And he says to me last week, this is going to be the best cup final in decades. he says, I just know it's going to be the best final we've seen in years and years and years. And he's like, you going? I was like, no, I'm doing a wrestling thing.
Why would they say it's going to be the best one we've seen in years and years?
I don't know. I can kind of see where he's coming from because both teams are in form. It's a cup final. I don't know, it's just, you know, Beale's had an alright record since he came and just fucking been incredible since he came to Celtic, so it is a kind of one of the ones, I reckon.
Would you have been there if you weren't doing this live?
Oh, I had a ticket's eye.
Oh my God.
Well, you're just putting people off. You're putting what a great day out. Let's sell it, right? What a great day out.
No,
it's going to be brilliant. Grado's going to be on a downer. John is going to be raging if his team gets beat in the final. And, you know, and I won't even be there watching the football. I'll be cutting out for a bit. I'm not interested. If it was basketball...
You could do any Waterstones or something like that, hang about there for a couple of days, you know?
I'll go do any Waterstones. I'll maybe have myself a wee macchiato and read an encyclopedia or something.
Is that Warhammer shop still open down in Union Street?
You know what? I'll jump into Forbidden Planet. I'll jump into Warhammer and I'll be back up for the second half. Are we allowed to announce our guest yet? No, we keep it secret.
I know, I think we should announce that a man that's been on this show several times and has got some amazing stories. I think we hit the
And he's a mate of yours. He's a mate of yours going way back. We're doing a live Wrestling Daft show. We had to make sure the man who goes way back to the start, even me and Grado's relationship together, back to the SWA days, back to the Conscience, Peter Murphy, Eric Canyon era. Hey, we walked in the footsteps of magic back in. SW Sabotage. The year's a big Sabo.
He's one half of the tag team Toto Annihilation. Because that's what they used to say. Toto Annihilation.
Yeah, the one and only.
Hatred.
Adam Shame. Big Shame. Our coach trip will be there with us at Wrestling Daft. And as that'll make it even more interesting because, as you all know, he's a big fucking blue nose and all. So that'll... That'll make it interesting during the game, me sitting there. Me sitting on stage with three Rangers supporters.
Listen to this, by the way, you know, John, I don't know if this means a lot to you.
I'm not biting on that.
I don't know if this means a lot to our audience, but somebody's making a comeback.
Somebody's making a comeback, who?
Yeah, this was on NWA Hammerlock. Twitter, the other day, right?
Let's see if you're Barry Steele. Going on is
I don't know, man, but it was Shad that sent me, but I was like,
so NWA UK, they're having an NWA UK tournament for the NWA UK title.
Aye.
And that's Big Conscience.
It's obviously Big Conscience's voice, isn't it?
Yeah, Big Conscience is saying you better shut that down. Because the belt was in my horns.
My belt is the belt's in his press. The belt's in his cubby hole. Oh.
The belt's in my drying cupboard, the new.
It's hanging over the cycling machine that's been lying in the corner for 6 months.
That's fucking brilliant, though. That's cool. Wee video on that, man.
I mean, I'm telling you, I know, because I was like, Shah goes, he had everybody on strings back in the day in Bells Hill. What are these storylines?
Oh,
I mean, folk get really, really into it. They really, really did.
He was the phenom, wasn't he? He was the
John,
phenom.
He was a Mick phenom. But John, I'm telling you, I mean, these matches that they had, there was like body bag matches, there was buried alive matches, there was everything in the Sir Matt Busby Sports Centre. I kid you not, mate.
People just turning up to the Matt Busby Sports Centre hall like that, just expecting, right, oh, there's going to be some wrestling matches, no, right, and then there'll be, oh, the fucking be a light suit and all that, man, the fucking candles and the lights.
Drama. It was drama, John. I'm telling you, it was drama.
Total drama. So that's great, man. I hadn't actually seen that. That's amazing news. Anyway, let's see what the punters are.
Buy tickets for the live show.
Buy tickets for the live show. Yeah, links below. Buy. It's going to sell out. There is not a doubt about it. Okay. Total annihilation. Oh, yeah.
Total annihilation.
Right, so Heartbreak Kid Todd Forrest has got a message for us.
Sending a message to everyone at Wrestling Daft Live in Glasgow. Just want to say, hope you have a great afternoon, guys. You know, sorry I couldn't be there. I'm really busy at the NXT Training Center training the next generation of WWE superstars. So, as I say, apologize I can't be there. Great, I still ain't heard from you. Really looking forward to hearing from you so we can make some money, man. And I hear today's Old Firm Day, so I'm rooting for the Glasgow Rangers. Go on, Glasgow Rangers. Anyway, till next see ya, Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels. Stay easy, you know.
I think Shawn Michaels has been hanging about with Lex Luger.
Right, now hold on a minute. Was that not supposed to be for playing at the live show?
I was also to encourage people to buy tickets for the live show for the Heartbreak Kid.
So you spunked the only bit that we've got prepared.
So we've got a bit for the live show, which would have been brilliant. Why are you playing on this?
Well, encourage people to come to the live show.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Fucking unbelievable. By the way, he's good at that. But you know who it sounds like as well? It sounds like Alex Jones as well. He's good at... This guy's good at the presentations.
Ah, he does. There's a wee bit. Right, hold on a minute. Because Daniel has also found a JR voice AI and has this for us.
How's it going, Bretta, producer John, and the rest of you Dafties? Good old JR here, wishing you all the best for your upcoming live shows. Business is about to pick up, by God.
Well, you can tell right away that is AI, because I've never heard that JR being that excited in the last 50 years. Grab it all, couldn't he?
Daniel got a wee bit carried away with it. He did another one.
Bray White. Husky Horace, the Fan, whatever your goddamn name is. For the love of God, please stop with all this spooky pish. It's garbage. Ender a dauber.
Fucking brilliant.
Ender a dauber.
Oh, mate, yeah, that should be good for a live show.
Ender a dauber. Love it. Love it. Also, at the live show...
How do you get that? How do I play about things like that?
Also, at the live show, we discussed getting Wrestlers Day and Scottish cameos for us, so we decided... that we need to budget what wrestlers we want before we get them to say what we want, right?
Right, so what...
I'm trying to read that sentence there. It was a fucking nightmare. I was like an AI. I was a fucking AI Rob Florence there. We need to decide budget and what wrestlers before we want them to get them to say it.
Right, how much do you want to set aside for cameos? Because then we can work it back from there.
But I will...
Depends how much they'll cost.
Right, well...
James Elworth, we're going to get him, and he's one of the cheapest. He's cancelled, as you know.
I've got 150.
Right, 150, right. Okay, so let's work to 150. Now, do you want to do kind of bottom range, mid-range, top range, or kind of medium to top?
Yeah, let's see what we've got. What are the prices?
We start the pricing, right? I've got the wrestlers category up here. We'll start 0 to 25. We'll see who can get in that kind of region.
Right, share the screen.
Right, here we go then. I'll share the screen with you guys. If you watch the video version, you'll be able to see this. Right, so here we've got, this is the 0 to 25 range, right? Here we go.
Joe Hendry, £22 a cameo. Come on, don't be a strob.
We could get... Joe's Scottish anyway, so we don't need him, right? So just see if there's anyone...
Tito Santana's only £21.
Tito Santana is only £21. Oh, however, Gangrel is only £21. I think we should get Gangrel. Or do you want me to keep going? Not Gangrel.
Keep going, keep going.
Keep going. Keep going. Let me know if you see anyone you fancy.
Is this all the wrestlers?
This is all the wrestlers available in Canada in the 0 to 50 range, 0 to 25 range.
I see Grado's not here.
Right, 0 to 25. Right.
So obviously he's more expensive than that. Right, okay. So what is this? Is this still 0 to 25?
It's still 0 to 25. Brian Pullman's there.
All
right. You've got, who else? Is that Gowan?
Nah.
Nah. Okay.
Nah.
He's a mark. Right, let's see who else we've got here in the 0 to 25 range.
God, these are all deadbeats.
What's right? About 40-odd, man? Because these are all...
But surely Gangrel's a shout. There's Ravy Davey, look there.
Gangrel's not a bad shout.
Stevie Richards!
I mean, what? That's not
Stevie Richards isn't bad.
We need somebody that's...
But we need a few these.
We've got a bit of... Yeah, I don't know if we want to go too cheap because...
We need a rocket.
Right, Stevie Richards or Gangrel? You know how athletes Gangrel.
No, I don't think so. Right.
Somebody that's a bit of controversy. Somebody that's a character.
Right, okay, so nothing in the 0 to 25.
Nah, nobody's jumped out to me. Right. Nobody's jumped out
okay.
to me.
Let's go on top 25 to 50 range now on the cameo. Right, Nick Gage, come on. No?
Sandman! Aye, we need to get Sandman.
Because
right. then we can play the song.
That's we can play the golf theme. We can play the clip of the golf theme as well.
Listen, we're laughing here because we get Bushwhacker Luke and everything here, man. We've got
right, I'm laughing now.
Sandman, £32, right?
So we've got Hornswoggle there as well.
Surely we can get Hornswoggle for free. What about Dreamer? Tommy Dreamer's there.
Yeah, Ricky Morton for the accent would be hilarious. Man.
I don't want too many ECW guys because
Ricky Morton. Right, okay, I'm back. I want Ricky Morton and I want
Sandman.
Sandman, so far, Ricky Morton's got to be hilarious.
Right,
hold
Ricky
on.
Morton,
I agree with Sandman, I think, but who else have we got?
Do you know
maybe Ricky Morton. Maybe
Ricky Morton's get Ricky Morton potentially then, aye. Right, let's keep going.
That could be a good
one. I love how he's got his Performance Center WWE logo t-shirt. He's his profile picture. I love that.
Brooklyn Brawler isn't bad. Mm. Hey, James Mitchell.
James Mitchell's a riot. He's fucking nuts. I'm telling you now, James Mitchell is one of the wildest folk that I've ever been about.
Buff Bagwell.
That's a good one as well.
Right.
Get Buff in the shortlist. Get Buff in the shortlist.
Buff's on
so
the
Buff Bagwell is how much? How much is Buff?
How much is Buff? Where's Buff's price there?
Down the bottom.
I tell you what. I've been doing some stuff on my breakfast show, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've missed your voice note Monday, and you're surprised the amount of people that are calling in favours, right? What I do is I get a voice note after somebody Crofty needs to guess who I've got, right? In the last 2 weeks, I go Rylan to date and I go Scarlett Moffat to date. It's actually pretty easy to get these four. I'll get wrestlers to say shit on my.
If you've got the list. Numbers though, you must have got Rylan's number.
I spoke to Rylan. I know Rylan.
By the way. See, before we go any further, John, Grado, promote your fucking telly show. Looks good.
Scotland's Greatest Escape is now on BBC iPlayer. The first episode was up on Wednesday, so you can watch that. It's a look into some of the greatest locations, escapes, getaways, the places that you didn't know existed that are right on your doorstep to have a wee location, a wee holiday, a wee escape.
Beautiful. What a guy.
I've got a question about it, Grado, right? Your man that you do it with, JJ, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the first episode, it says you've been lifelong friends. How long have you been friends with them? Because I think the boys were, Grado and JJ have been lifelong friends.
John,
how long have you been pals for?
Called a work, John. It's called
a fucking work.
I met him twice.
Fucking BBC are working.
John, you've misheard that. It was the first episode was lifelong friends, the Karens, who are joined by JJ and Grado.
Right, okay. I thought it was...
So did you watch it?
I didn't know. My mate said, has Grado been mates with that JJ for since he's away?
What else did he say about the show?
He said it was fantastic. He said it was a strange combination of people, however. He said, Grado and that guy for Strictly Come Dancing.
Hey, I tell you, you might know what was the most interesting thing about working with that guy? What a lovely guy, by the way.
Is he? Worker.
A great athlete and all that, right? But do you know what he showed me, which was very, very interesting? Prince Harry on WhatsApp.
What?
Oh, he's muckled up with Prince Harry.
That's right.
They're really, really good pals.
With the Prince, did he show the WhatsApp? Was Prince Harry sending them some shit? Like those videos that you open up and it has the porn sound and all that.
I reckon if JJ knew that I was even talking about this, he'd probably ask he's not, but it's cool to see.
Right, okay. Back to the camera.
He's not going to mind if you're talking about it because he's a lifelong friend, isn't he? He's not going to talk about that.
Right, back to the cameos. So the shortlist at the moment: Sandman, £32; Ricky Morton, £42; James Mitchell, £33; Buff Bagwell, £42. Do we want to go further up into the more expensive ones?
Yeah, of course we do. Let's see. We've got Al Snow, right? We've got what else have we got?
You know, I can get Al Snow anytime
get
I want.
I know. We need to get somebody who's kind of like...
That Grado can't get.
Grado has no contact with.
Right, we'll go up to 75 to 100.
Let's keep looking at these ones.
Does Alvarez date for £42? What Alvarez. Fucking... By the way, does Meltzer date one?
Oh, he's cleared it. Right.
Okay.
He cleared it.
Right, 25. We want to stay in the 25 to 50 bracket, right?
I think so. This is a nice wee selection. Right. This is an interesting bunch.
What up? Right, so here we go. Roderick Strong's there.
Chavo? No, I don't think.
Anyone you can. Here we go. There's Damo. There you are. Joey Ryan.
Ryan?
David Atunga. No. The Highlanders are £53.
That's what I'm on. I'm sure I'm 33.
Right, hold on. Maybe we've not seen Grado yet.
Nikita Koloff.
There you
Vince
go.
Vince Russo.
Russo. Oh, well, we could get Russo probably, couldn't we? Oh, you get the coach, Jonathan Coachman, for £42.
But the point is, it's not about who we can get for free. It's about like who do we want to pay to say. You know what I mean?
I get you.
I know what you mean.
Basically, who we can pay to make an ass of ourselves.
That's pretty much it.
You know, you get guys that...
Right, let's go to the big bucks, right? Because I think we can budget here.
No, go to 50, 75, see if I'm there.
Let's go 50, 75.
I've only done about 20 of them. Christ.
Right, there you go. Dan Housen's there. Raven. Fucking Raven. No.
My name is Boric.
Right, Raven's I know then. We're starting to get Devon
Dudley. Hacksaw Jim Duggan is a good...
So Jim Duggan,
keep going.
£62, Steve.
Mark right, Scurll, okay. £62.
Ryback. Controversial.
Brian Clark.
Nothing jumping at there. Nah. Let's go to the next page. Mark Henry.
That would be good.
That's a good one. Put him in the shortlist. Put Mark.
Hey, that's
Henry
a good one.
Henry.
That's a good one there.
That's a good one, yeah. Matt Henry's a good one.
Right. Do you want to go up to the top, Bill, then? Up to the next
one? Aye.
Right. This is going to blow our budget, though. £75 to £100. Here we go.
This is going to blow our budget, man. We're so fucking small time.
Billy Gunn, here we go. Now we're talking. Tully Blanchard. Dustin
Rhodes. Scott Steiner.
Steiner in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. I'd give you the money myself.
Right, £83 to Scott Steiner.
Get
right.
Steiner done. Who else we got?
I will personally buy the Scott Steiner one.
JBL.
JBL.
He finds Grado quite entertaining, JBL, so he does.
That's right. Beefcake.
Yeah.
Ted DiBiase's there.
DDP was just on our show.
So he did a promo for us already. Nick Aldis. So that's it. So there we go.
Go above.
I'm
not at the top tier yet.
We've got to go right up to the top now.
I reckon Rab's going to do this thing where he goes, I'm going to pay for this one. It's over £100.
Right. MGF. There's a honky. Honky Tonk Man's £166.
Fucking Bret Hitman Hart, by the way. The Hitman.
A Hitman's £125 and a Honky Tonk Man's £166. Greg the Valentine is £104.
Big Sexy's there. Big Sexy is there.
Big Sexy. How much is Big Sexy?
Oh, man.
£166.
Oh, man. I love Kevin Nash.
Oh,
Vicky Guerrero would be funny enough. Excuse me!
But Vicky Guerrero's £166 and all. So these are like, I mean, if we want to get a few messages, Michael Buffer's there, 311 quid, fuck me.
Flair is 415 quid.
Jeez.
How many is Flair done? Oh, he's done. Oh, I can't, that's fucking hell, mate. That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is 415 quid?
Aye, and he's done it like some, aye, man, Jesus, hell and Christ.
Does it tell you how many they've done?
It's the reviews are next to it, aye.
Aye, aye. It's like, I've maybe done about 25 to 30. It's obviously, did you hear that there? I went up for about 20 to 25 to 30.
Jake the Snake's there, by the way. We could get him to fucking talk about the Senator and East Kilbride and the pub of the post office.
Listen, Honky Tonk Man is about the same price as fucking Sasha Banks. That's where he's played. He's fucking half his rocker. That's half his rock and roller.
I've got respect for him, man.
He knows he's worth. Can you come down again to Bret Hitman Hart? So he's done 1,593 cameos.
125 quid for Bret.
So that's 125, over 125,000 quid.
150 quid is our budget, right? So let's work to this then. Sandman, right, the shortlist I've got is Sandman, Ricky Morton. What?
Steiner
again.
Steiner's 83 quid, so there's half the budget blown already. Sandman.
I'll get the Steiner one.
Right. Steiner's 83 quid, Grado. Sandman's 32 quid. Buff Bagwell, 42. James Mitchell, 33. Mark Henry, 63. And Bret the Hitman Hart, 125 quid.
Are you going to hop in with me for the Steiner one, Rob?
I would say, why don't we just up our budget?
Right.
To a couple of hundred quid, and right, that'll basically get us Steiner and Hitman.
Do you watch Steiner and Hitman?
I'm not wanting Bret Hart.
Right. Oh, he's not wanting Bret. Are you serious, mate?
I'd rather pay the money for Honky Tonk.
Is it not worth doing it for Ian Drew Dice Clay? Is it not worth it just for Ian Drew Dice Clay to do it?
Do you want to come to the show? He would be a great guest to be on the show, right?
I don't know if Ian Drew Dice Clay is coming. But see, does he
get heat in like the what do you call it? The what do you call it, the Discord? That's guy. I was know that Ian, if you listen, I just thought maybe because we always put him over, you know, you get some these wrestling fans, they maybe get jealous sometimes and stuff like that.
No, he's over like over. Right, here we go.
What is the price of, can you go down a wee bit again?
Right, you want to go down, right?
Yeah.
I want to do this fucking live show tomorrow.
Kevin Nash is 166 quid. I know that's what you're thinking. He's a lot.
I kind of almost feel like it's undignified. Like I want Kevin Nash to respect me, and I kind of don't want to pay him for a cameo. Do you know what I mean?
Rab, do you know what? I feel exactly the same way you do.
Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly.
I don't want to
come on, leave him alone, man. Just let he's cool, right. You know what I mean? Let's.
So here we go. Why don't we go for the budget? Steiner is a given, 83 quid. Sandman would be a good one, 32 right. quid. And then Buff Bagwell takes us to about 150 quid. Happy with that?
That's not bad. Who else is on our shortlist?
Ricky Morton, James Mitchell, and Mark Henry.
Nah, they've not made.
They
the
can
cut
go. There. They
didn't make it to the judges' houses.
Right, Sandman, Buff Bagwell, Scott Steiner. Now we just need to decide what we're going to get: Scott Steiner, Buff Bagwell, and the Sandman.
What can you actually ask them to see? This has become the whole episode.
Well, I've requested a cameo off Ricky Tomlinson before, and he denied it.
Well, I think we can suggest stuff for them to say.
What did you ask him to say, Grado?
Listen to the Grado Breakfast Show.
Seriously?
I think it was like something today, where something had happened in the royal family, and we went, we tried to get him, and he saw right through it and was like, fuck off, man. We're doing that. It's an advertisement, Christ. It's a business.
Right, okay, so you can't really do adverts. Is that the thing?
You've got to watch. Like, if they, you need to make it look like, you know what I mean? It has to be worked in a way that they don't know that this is going to be played out.
Right, so we need
to. What we need to do, basically, is tell Scott Steiner, me and my pal John and my pal Grado are going on a stag weekend.
Aye.
Hey, is that we need to.
We need to take
that approach to them. So we need to come up with scenarios.
We're going to MAGA to get fucked up in MAGA.
So we need to come up with some fucking scenarios like that.
And we need
Scottish phrases in there. Hope you know we need the Scottish phrases for these.
Bring your Johnny bags. Make sure you pack your Johnny bags, boys, and all that kind of thing.
I want Scott Steiner to say Johnny bags, please. Pack your Johnny bags.
Pack your Johnny bags.
Tell him I want him to say it's going to be gobbles 24/7.
Right. Well, let's work on
bring
this.
Bring me back a laser pen.
But if any listeners out there have got suggestions of what you'd like to hear Scott Steiner, Buff Bagwell, and the Sandman say, let us know because we're going to put that into the live show, all right?
Oh, that's his butt. That's his buzz now, isn't it?
There you go.
That's funny, man.
Beppy then comes in and says, why don't we get the Iron Sheik doing the nae spicking guy from the PR Heat? Scott Steiner saying, still nae spicking.
Nae spicking.
Del Bosque is a sweetheart on Twitter and says, I won't be able to make the show, but I'd love to buy a ticket for someone to support the pod. Please DM me if someone can benefit for this. This is very nice. So Del Bosque, D-E-L-B-O-S-K is your man. If you're skin toe and needing a wee home with a ticket, he's going to pay your way. Chris says we may have some competition.
Hey, that was nice of him to do that one.
Very nice.
People make Glasgow.
He's maybe no fake Glasgow.
No, I hate that fucking saying, but that was nice of Del Bosque.
Chris says we may have some competition in the podcast market after he points to a parody of a Gorilla Monsoon podcast on Twitter.
Have you seen that? This is amazing.
Is this somebody doing an impersonation or is it?
Oh, it's AI,
I think this is AI. Okay.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gorilla Monsoon. Welcome to my podcast. I'm saying whatever the fuck I want. This is my yearly reminder that Lex Luger can fuck right off for calling me fat at WrestleMania 8. Yeah, I said it. Fuck all the way off. And your American flag shirt sucked too. Body slam my ass. The brain was right. It was a hip toss. I said I'm free. The SRO signs went out early for this one. Another sign that went out early was my big fucking middle finger to Frenchie Martin. What a piece of shit this guy is. Same goes for that other dickhead, Johnny V. What an unprepared sack of crap. Give me a break. Well, there's no question about it. No doubt in my mind. Art Donovan sucked. Always asking how much everyone weighed. Who cares? You know how much I weighed? 440. Fuck off. And while we're at it, who the hell decided to hire Jack Reynolds? Great fucking job, Vinny. Yeah, hire a guy that knows as much about wrestling as I do about hair care. Give me a break. What a dummy. I was happy to replace him, even if it meant going to fucking Canada every month. Unquestionably, Vader's actions were uncalled for. And that's why I chopped that fucker's nipple off. Give me a break. And I used to say to Greg DeGeorge, do you have any idea how much of an idiot you sound like? Matilda this, Matilda that. Give me a fucking break. Well, that's because of that other beauty out in California. That piece of garbage, Dave Meltzer. His fans voted me worst wrestling announcer 6 fucking times. Give me a break. I'll give you something to observe, you asshole. Dave, you try it. Sit there next to Lord Alfred while he's high. Mean Gene yelling, haw, every 3 seconds. Johnny V in his general odor. Sean Mooney having no idea which way is up. Jesse Ventura rocking back and forth like a grandfather fucking clock. All while Vince McMahon is yelling bullshit in your ear the whole damn time. You sit there and do it, Dave. You can't even say hello without 3 sentences, dumbass. Well, that about wraps it up here. I'd like to thank you for listening. And, of course, will you stop?
Beautiful. That is brilliant.
There's a whole series of these. Someone has put a whole series of these up.
Fucking brilliant.
Amazing.
We're living in strange times, boys. We're living in strange, strange times. Mac Dow inadvertently offended Grado last week after he was laughed at for suggesting Grado was a celebrity for the Prince's Trust. He's been back in touch since. And he says, re-Prince's Trust, by the way, loads of cracking celebs are ambassadors that turn up. Big Tom Hardy was there a few years back. Obviously, the Waynes were just trying to be funny. Didn't they mean to hurt your pride? Do you fancy coming? But you want to help him out, Grado? You go ahead down there next time.
I spoke to him and I said, if it's the same weekend as my wedding, I think it's the other weekend before. So I'm going to try and make a special effort to be there for the Prince's Trust guys.
Fucking Mark, right? And Alistair says. He says, hi there, morning. Don't know if you still want to hear about wrestling-related dreams. Not even sure if this counts. Had a dream that my son's girlfriend won a competition to be the best nail tech in Scotland. First prize was spend half an hour at Beyonce's side. even though she likes Beyonce. All of my family is backstage in the green room, and Beyonce is giving it the big I am, winding up members of my family. She proceeds to put my cousin Mark, who's 6 foot odd, in a Kimura lock. I say, oi, Brock Lesnar, why don't you fuck off? She takes a hump and fucks off with her entourage. My son's girlfriend doesn't get to meet her. Woke up confused, as I don't know if I need to apologise to his girlfriend or not. Alistair, do not fucking tell us about your dreams ever again. I don't want to hear about anybody's dream.
That did amuse me.
And if you want to get in touch with us about any of that, or just random wrestling related stuff, or ceilings fondant, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Now, every week we separate the Wrestling Daft lives from the Strictly Come Dancing lives as we bury and put our stuff for the world of wrestling. Hey, lads, anything you enjoyed or didn't enjoy want to highlight?
I've got to say, I came for the work on Tuesday morning and I stuck on Raw and I fast-forwarded it right to the Cody and Sammy thing and I thought it was amazing.
The promo segment with Cody and Sammy in the ring, you have to finish your story, all that stuff.
I thought it was tremendous.
I thought it was absolutely amazing.
Aye. I thought you were saying it was shite there. No, I thought it I don't know, there was something about it where just the atmosphere, the intensity as well. I thought, I've not saw a promo like this in years and years and years. Where it makes sense as well, where you're going, well, this coming has been, I don't know, just something about Sammy coming in. He's obviously teasing coming back to that music, coming in the crowd. Crowd gone wild, he's got the hood. Cody coming out. It was white hot, wasn't it?
Cody Rhodes is perfect.
Yeah. You know what they're doing really well and what they've kind of avoided is, you know, obviously there was the Daniel Bryan thing back in the day. What they've done really, really well this time is realise how over Sammy is and they're kind of playing the story well with Cody. So Cody's still going to get the fucking cheers, even if Sammy gets beat at Elimination Chamber and Sammy goes into WrestleMania with a programme with the Usos or whatever. They played it really, really well, I think, and they're keeping the pop on Cody.
I mean, are we all in agreement that it looks like Sammy's getting dude in at Elimination Chamber and it's going to be Roman and Cody at Mania? I don't think it needs to be a three-way or any that sort of carry on.
No, I think the story they're telling now is Sammy's victory is destroying the bloodline.
Aye.
I think that's going to be his victory, is destroying the bloodline, leaving the way clear for Cody to beat Roman, I think, is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, you could maybe see Cody and KO and Sammy Zayn out there celebrating at the end of WrestleMania, you know what I mean?
But where does it go for Sammy's match at Mania?
Well, probably going to be KO and Sammy against Uso, isn't it?
It was Jay's going to turn up at the Elimination Chamber and there's going to be, oh, who's he here for? Is he here for Sammy? And then he's going to turn on Sammy, isn't he? And put Reigns over.
So what, is one of the Usos injured?
No. Jay did the turn on Sammy. He's been away. He was Sammy's pal and all that. And so he's been off kind of not getting involved in the bloodline stuff. So that's what's going to happen, isn't it? He's going to turn up at Elimination Chamber.
I mean, is there any possibility, Disney, is there any possibility that they just play it that Jay turns face? Because I would love to see, I know everybody's saying Roman will just be gone after WrestleMania for a bit, and in all likelihood he might be. But they might want to break another baby face off of that group.
Yeah.
Instead of having, three heels floating about. So, and I could see, after all, Jay has a big part in this story as well, because during the pandemic, this was the thing, when things all started getting interesting with Roman Reigns, was all that stuff with Jay right at the start, during the pandemic, talking to each other in the ring and all that, remember?
Oh, I remember that. Aye, that's right.
That was when things started to fucking turn around.
And the thing with the zone that they had, yep, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the fucking, whatever it was called.
Thunderdome.
Matt Busby zone. Whatever it was. Anyway, so I love that. Is there anything else I loved? I'm trying to think if there was anything else I loved. I don't know. Don't know. Can I, oh, I do. There was something else I like. Dominic Mysterio, I just want to say again, I loved his wee. Did you see his wee bit Valentine's Day bit where Dominic and Rhea turned up at the restaurant and Rey Mysterio was there?
No,
and all that, and just Dominic's just stuff he was talking about and all that, and talking about making wine in the toilet pan and all that, and the jail, and just fucking great stuff. And then when he goes to, he tells Rey Mysterio to go to the restaurant, and Rey Mysterio stands up to leave, just calmly stands up, and Dominic goes and hides behind Rhea Ripley and all that. He's kind of beat it. I love a chicken shit fucking heel. I love it. Can't beat it. So Dominic is another put over for me. So let's see what the punters are saying. Kev wants to put over NXT Vengeance Day the other day. Great pay-per-view. And wants to put over Rick Boogs. Of course, Rick Boogs is back in the mix. I'm a big fan of Rick Boogs, so I'm hoping he gets a good... I think Triple H will like Rick Boogs. Do you not think so, boys?
He's dropped the guitar gimmick as well, which is interesting. Yep.
And he doesn't need a gimmick. He's got charisma and he's got a huge strength.
Do you know, I think he looks a spit of Rick Rude as well. He looks an absolute spit of Rick Rude.
A wee bit.
He's a lot more bigger than he looks. The only thing is, I think he looks that big, he looks sere.
I know.
Some photo like that, a lot that big, that looks. Oh, that must be sere being you just walking about being that fucking big.
Like carrying that body about. Louise wants to put her Cody
Rhodes. Alan Brazil looks sere. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you go, I just look sad being you. There's another guy, or I better not say him because he's at the BBC, but there's another guy, I'm not saying his name, but there's a guy in the BBC.
Yeah, I know exactly who you mean.
He looks sad. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Political correspondent, yeah.
No, I don't say his name because that's not fair, but you know what I mean? He just looks sad.
Yes, I know exactly who you mean.
Louise wants to put her Cody Rhodes promos with Paul Heyman on SmackDown and with Sami Zayn on Raw. Brilliant storytelling. Jamie's putting her Joe Hendry versus Matt Cardona, main event of Impact. Good to see our friend of the pod, Joe Hendry, doing so well. Ryan wants to put her Dom and Rhea's Valentine's dinner. There it is. Dom Dom asking for some of the restaurant's finest chicken fingers. That's class. Your most expensive champagne and your finest chicken fingers, I said.
That was funny, man.
Michael wants to put her MJF's car crash promo. Lovely stuff. Did you see that?
No.
It was just about him being in a car crash when he was younger, not that with a lassie and stuff. Just heel stuff. He's a good storyteller. Scott wants to put over all the Cody and Heyman stuff. I don't even watch WWE, but that has been absolute gold. Heyman is fantastic and wants to bury everything to do with Chris Jericho. David says the Cody and Paul promo was money, and then the Sammy and Cody was just as good. Bury bringing back Lita to help Becky. For fuck's sake, we've seen it all before, for fuck's sake. Wakak TB. What a name that is, man. Wakak TB. Putting over Scarlett Bordeaux and Kathy Kelly for being tremendous. No, you're fucking talking about, mate. Putting them for being tremendous. Fucking get a grip, man. Berry and Raw, other than the Zayn and Cody segment, everything else was just shite. That whole Brock and Lashley segment was complete cringe. Nikki Cross, Carmella, and Natalya can just fuck off the run. That's not very pleasant, is it?
Yeah, that's not very nice, man.
Jakey's putting her DDP in last week's show without his teeth.
Oh man,
also putting over the Rise ICW NHB Weekender in Leeds. What was that?
I don't know where that is.
We're out the loop, boys. Then Aslan God wants to bury Johnny Gargano since being on Rawson's. I see him on TV. I just know it's going to be heavy shite.
Why are they booking? They are booking him like shite, aren't they? They're booking him like absolute shite, Gargano. It's just pish.
All these fucking wee guys for NXT Black and Gold are fucking nae good.
You like Adam Cole now? What are you talking about?
But you know what I'm talking about. See that era of Black and Gold NXT? It was fucking rotten. It was a bunch of guys, with the exception of the big man that Johnny Gargano was fighting all the time. What's his name?
Ciampa.
Aye. Ciampa looks like he can fucking handle himself, like he can fucking knock you. You'd be scared of Ciampa if he turned up at your door. Would you say?
Fuck.
He's a man. I know he's the height of shite and all that, right? But Grado, if he turned up to your door, right, and he was like that, fucking Paul is a pint in that fucking shite you've got in there. And you're like, oh, can he? Me and the missus have fucking drank it all.
They're an Aryan, lad.
Aye, you nuts, man.
They're an Aryan. I got in quite well with that fella, and then he unfollowed me. So I just think back to the time where he wrestled in Mansfield in front of about six folk, and it was a really good match, and he came back moaning about the guy that he was working and. Wasn't he? These standards and all that, and I was going, take a night off, you fucking idiot. You're on your holidays. You're in another country.
I know.
Got a fucking beard, don't you, dafty?
I know, exactly.
Andy wants to be better. It should have been better.
Andy's what I put all the Heyman promo. See, Grado never comes back after a match and says it should have been better. What he says is it could have been worse. I'm joking, mate. I'm joking. Andy wants to put all the Heyman promo with Cody and Sammy in the Cody and Sammy promo. WWE tend to dig themselves into a hole with bullshit booking, but Triple H's Dougie sell into a hole with excellent booking. Darth Sinobi's putting your Sammy fucking Zayn. Went for lovable heel to the best face in the WWE in 2 weeks. And wants to bury the two main titles not being split up before Mania. Also wants to bury WWE 2K23. Looks absolute shite. And 2K need to stop making WWE games. Where is this fucking AEW game? It's been delayed. It's still no fucking out.
Is it still not out?
Still no fucking out, mate. And I think it's going to be good. Get it fucking out.
What do you make of the two? Obviously, you're a resident computer games expert, Rab.
You know who we should try and get on this show? As an interview guest. See, when the game comes out, we should try and get Excalibur on to talk about it.
I already said for me. Remember we tried to get him for Games Master?
Aye, that's right. That's right.
Was it? But surely as a guy like you, Rab, that knows all the kind of ins and outs in computer games, you can't release it until it's all been done. But was that, remember that game they were all going about, mad about a couple of years ago? Red 7 or something like that? Remember it? Red.
Aye.
It was half done and it was fun. For like glitches and all that.
That's Cyberpunk you're talking about.
Red 7.
No, Red 7.
Red 7.
Was it?
Red 7 old days. Dave wants to put old Dom and Rhea spoiling another special occasion for Ray and wants to bury wrestling fans phoning the police about MJF's promo.
Joe,
Paul wants to put old DDP. What a guy, could have listened to him for hours. It was great, man. It was great when interviewing DDP. What a fucking boy, man. Just a good guy, man. I would say he's the best human being we've ever had on this show, including all us. DDP is the best human being. Best human being we've had on this show.
He could blather. Don't get me wrong.
Everybody. See, hey, it's Elimination Chamber this weekend.
It is Elimination Chamber this weekend.
Are we looking forward to it? Let's have a wee quick chat about this. Who's going over? Is it going to be Sami Zayn or Roman Zayn Reigns?
I think Roman. I like that. See what you said? That him steamrolling fucking Sami Zayn.
Do you think he's not going to bury him? There's no way they'll let him bury him, surely.
Would you rule out their eyes, this is the thing, their eyes are going to be on this WrestleMania match could be the ultimate kind of fucking babyface versus heel match that we've been waiting for so long in a WrestleMania main event. The clear cut as anything, babyface, heel, fucking main event. And the way to get there, I'm sorry to say it, is for Roman Reigns to completely fucking destroy Sami Zayn.
He needs to look as strong as he's ever looked so that there's nae...
I think there could be shenanigans. There could be shenanigans for Jay or whatever to keep the rest of the bloodline out of it, so it's just mano a mano. But you've got to see that when it comes down to mano a mano, that Roman Reigns can still fucking flatten you. You know what I mean?
Aye.
So, but imagine the WWE did something mental like Sami Zayn won. Imagine.
Because you know that would pop a number big time for the Raw the next night. Because it would be like, what's happening to the Mania now? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, and then Len do a belt switch on the way to Mania, back to Roman.
Then it sort of buries like Cody winning the title if Sammy's won it a month before. It yeah, just
can't do it. You just can't do it.
No.
I think in the fans' heart of hearts, they don't want it to happen either. I think in the fans' heart of hearts, they want to believe that Sammy can do it. But I think it's going to be enough. See if Sammy goes out there and Roman wins, but the bloodline are finished and he's abandoned by everybody and all that, and he's going into WrestleMania just him without the bloodline. That needs to be the story, which is Sami Zayn has destroyed the bloodline, and now it's Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Bullshit.
There's just no way that Sami can. Nah, just
because you know the next night after WrestleMania on Raw, Cody Rhodes can come out and say, I want to thank you, Sami Zayn, for making it a fair fight for me and all that. You know what I mean?
Aye, 100%.
Put him over big time. So,
Would you think so in the Chamber match for the US title, you got Theory Rollins, Gargano, Bronson Reed, Damian Priest, and Montez Ford in there for that.
So Bronson Reed,
Rollins.
Did Bronson Reed get released and he done like indies and impacts and stuff like that?
They brought him back in. Yeah, by the way, see his finisher, that looks there. The big tsunami for the top rope. Oh, big
frog splash.
Aye. Oof.
It's looking like Rollins Logan Paul for Mania.
I think it's Rollins Logan Paul. So I think potentially
Rollins is going to win.
Do you think so?
I think Rollins wins because
title for Logan Paul at Mania.
Yeah, because I think they want to put a strap on Logan Paul.
Makes sense.
I think so. I think they want Logan Paul own all the social media accounts, not with a WWE belt.
I don't know, Daft Man. Come on, Mountain Dew, Royal Rumble matches and stuff like that.
So it just makes total sense because this guy's got an incredible reach. So WWE are going to be like, get a fucking WWE belt on that guy as soon as possible. And that's the one. So I think Oney Rollins and then Logan Paul will beat Rollins at Mania.
And then the
matches will be amazing because Rollins is the best.
Oscar, Liv Morgan, Nikki Cross, Raquel Rodriguez, Natalya and Carmella in the women's for the chance at Mania against Bianca.
Oscar,
Liv Morgan, Nikki Cross, Raquel Rodriguez, Natalya and Carmella in the chamber for the women. Oscar, surely.
That's Oscar, aye. I think so.
She's been great since she's come back with the clown shit. Love that.
What other matches are on the card?
Got Edge.
Lesnar and Lashley.
That'll be a like big men battering each other.
So what's Lesnar got in Mania?
Well, probably Lesnar Lashley again.
Do you think they'll do a Lesnar Lashley?
Oh, come on, man.
They might do a Hell in the Cell at Lesnar Lashley at Mania.
See the fucking buried Hell in the Cell anyway.
They're ditching the pay per view. They might do a Hell in the Cell. Lesnar Lashley at Mania. That'd be decent. Then you've got Edge and Beth versus the Judgment Day.
Edge and Beth.
What Randy Orton's here? Who's he?
He's not still on the shelf. Still on the shelf.
Then we're going to see Randy Orton before Mania.
I think you will.
What about AJ Styles?
I think he's a bit longer, I think, in terms of injury.
Has Lesnar and Orton ever been done then, no?
As Lesnar, it must have been done before. Lesnar Norton must have been done. If not, that's a great shout.
I would pop like fuck, man.
Aye.
For Randy Orton turning up and
He did. Lesnar Orton did it a couple of years ago, and Lesnar absolutely battered him. Mind that, and he totally buried him.
Oh, maybe actually.
And was that not the when Jericho was backstage and he thought it was a fucking shoot, and Jericho,
That's right, because Lesnar went total fucking UFC on him. Remember, he was like doing all the fucking holds and all that.
And Jericho thought it was a shoot and basically tried to batter Lesnar backstage.
Aye, because it looked like Lesnar was like shoot fighting him.
Aye. So that's happened, but there you are.
Yeah, anyway, I think this is going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to it, actually. I'm excited about it. And then it's the road to WrestleMania, boys. Yeah. Wrestling Daft Live first though, of course. So remember, get your tickets for Wrestling Daft Live. You must do it. You must get your tickets. Guys, I need to go because my
host is wondering.
So it's been an absolute pleasure.
Yep.
And I wish you all love.
Well, I hope you get your thing sorted, man.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to get sorted, mate. The fucking roof's, but it's not like I can sellotape it back up. So
if you've got any worries about the rest of your building, let the fire service know.
Why?
No, seriously, because it's a dangerous structure, and you feel that you
it's
want
not a dangerous structure. It's just some plaster bolts failed enough a fucking ceiling.
I'm saying is they're there, and I know that you're Helens, bro. You're leaving a 0-1, which is probably only going to take you about 6 minutes for them to come out. If that, so if you want them to come out and get the boys to inspect it and the girls.
Unbelievable. That's what's in his blood. See when on Judgment Day when I go to my when I'm going to my grave and people say, what was Grado? Was he a TV star? Was he a comedian? Was he a panto entertainer? Was he a pro wrestler? Was he? I'm going to say, that boy was a fireman.
Oh, perfect ending episode for me.
Up the road now.
Up the road.
Woo!